MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 7, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Fire destroys a six-family apartment building in Peabody. Beverly and Gloucester teachers threaten to go on strike. Partly cloudy, mid-60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:52 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting that a family who moved into a Peabody apartment 3 days ago is among 40 people who were displaced Thursday when an early morning fire destroyed the building. Firefighters were called just before 1 a.m. to the six-family apartment building at 100 Main Street. All of the residents escaped without injury, according to officials. Crews initially went inside the building, but were quickly called out because of the heavy flames. The American Red Cross is helping the displaced residents. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Meanwhile, in Beverly, Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes that the Beverly School Committee has also filed a petition with the state asking it to stop a potential teacher strike. The petition, which was filed Monday, asks the State Department of Labor Relations to step in to stop an illegal strike we believe is planned for the coming days, according to School Committee Chair Rachel Abel. The message indicated that the Beverly Teachers Association intends to take a strike vote on Thursday. Beverly Teachers Association co-president Julia Brotherton said Wednesday she could not comment on whether the union plans to take a strike vote. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the Groveland and Newbury Fire Departments are banning all outdoor burning activities until further notice, per guidance issued by the state fire marshal. The outdoor fire ban includes fires associated with fire pits, outdoor fireplaces, cooking and heating equipment that are not specifically covered under the open burning regulations, and other equipment. Propane grills are allowed, however. Groveland Fire Department reminds residents to use caution while operating the grills. Wildfires and brush fires have been rampant in Massachusetts due to the changing weather and environmental factors. These statewide weather conditions place all Massachusetts communities at an elevated risk for brush fires. In sports, MIAA playoff girls soccer, Masconomet shut out Melrose 3-0. The Chieftains are now 18-0-1 on the season. Saugus nabbed a 5-1 win against East Bridgewater as the Sachems were led by a 4-goal effort from Madison Bota. Manchester Essex notched a 3-1 victory over Millbury. Newburyport shut out Hudson 4-0, and they'll play at Danvers on Friday. In boys soccer, a game to watch today finds Marblehead playing at Wayland. Yesterday, Rockport picked up a 1-0 tournament win over New Mission. In field hockey, Ipswich topped Manchester Essex 1-0 in a shootout. Newburyport advanced with a 7-2 win over Marlborough. Chara Garrity scored 2 goals for the Clippers. And yesterday was a big day for Linfield Fall Sports as 3 teams recorded MIAA wins. The teams, boys and girls soccer, as well as field hockey. In non-playoff football tonight, Pentucket is at Salem. Hamilton Wenham is at Lowell Catholic. Somerville visits Essex Tech. St. Mary's is the number 9 seed in the MIAA D6 football tournament. Spartans coach Sean Driscoll is expecting a physical game in Friday's matchup with number 8 Sandwich.
Well, Sandwich is going to be a ball control, power, you know, power offense. Like I said, they're very similar to Stoneham. They run that offense nice. They're a very physical football team. I'm sure that we're going down there. They're going to be a tough place to play, and I know they're excited. And you know, it's an 8-9 matchup. I think that tells you how good the league is, how good the division is, based on how we're a 9 seed, they're an 8 seed, and in some other divisions we might be a little bit better. So, with that said, we're going to have a physical game, and I think it'll be something that comes down to the fourth quarter.
And, Coach, the strength of Spartans football so far?
Yeah, I got to tell you, defensive, obviously, is the strength of our team, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, defensive line play and those guys at the second and third levels. They really play hard. We're quick to the ball. They really work at it. The coaching staff with the defense does a great job. And it's just we try to prepare them, obviously, the best we can. And sometimes the physical stuff, you mismatch. But I'll tell you what, at times we felt like we were mismatched during the year, and we hung in there and, you know, and came out on top, obviously, except for last week. But mm-hmm. we like the direction we're going. We have, obviously, a huge first-round playoff. The kids are excited. We're excited because we want to see how we do with you know, a little bit more added pressure. We had pressure last week. Now it steps up one more.
That's St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. And in the pros, the Celtics lost to Golden State last night. The Bruins host Calgary tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.